Well, this morning we're going to be carrying on in our readings that we've been doing this year through the New Testament, which brings us to Matthew. And it's quite fitting into the year, I think, as we look today to the fourth Sunday of Advent, as we look to celebrate Christmas tomorrow, but then next year with New Year's Eve and the resurrection. And so it's a great culmination of our year. And today we're not going to be having what you might think would be a traditional Christmas Eve service sermon. Come tonight, you might get it then. You might, because Johnny's preaching, so I don't really know what all he's planned, so there you go. But we're going to look at Matthew chapter 20, which is the parable of the vineyard workers. And you might think, well, what on earth does this have to do with Christmas Eve? But as I was reading through the chapters this week in Matthew to kind of feel where God was calling us to for today, this parable really stood out to me. And it's a parable that, well, we're going to read the whole lot of it. And if you've got your Bibles with you, great to follow along. In Matthew chapter 20, starting at verse 1, and I'll read it and then we'll have some little thoughts that go with it. For the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing, so he hired them, telling them that he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day, so they went to work in the vineyard. At noon and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again, and he saw some more people standing around, and he asked them, "Why haven't you been working today?" They replied, "Because no one hired us." The landowner told them, "Then go out and join the others in my vineyard." That evening, he told the foreman to call in the workers to pay them and began with the last workers first. When those hired at 5 o'clock were each paid, each received a full day's wage. When those hired first came to get their pay, they assumed that they would receive more, but they too were paid a day's wage. When they received their pay, they protested to the owner, "Those people only worked 1 hour, and yet you've paid them just as much as you've paid us, who have worked all day in the scorching heat." He answered one of them, "Friend, I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay this last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others? So those who are last will be first then, and those who are first will be last." And as I read that this week, the human instinct inside of me began to boil. Well, that's just not fair. What on earth was that man thinking? It's just not fair. The injustice. It isn't right. But this is a parable that Jesus tells about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom that is not of this earth. A kingdom where the rules of this earth don't make sense. And it's a parable near the end of Jesus' ministry. It's not long before he is going to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. Again, kind of upsetting what Israel was hoping would come in the Messiah and in salvation. So not long before then, Jesus tells this parable. And as it might have done to you, you kind of go, well, that is ridiculously unfair. What on earth is he thinking? It doesn't make sense. But when we begin to really look at it, we see that those workers that were hired earlier on in the day agreed to work for a set price. They were happy that they were going to be employed, that at the end of the day, they were going to have a day's wages to provide for their families, to do whatever they needed to do with that money. They were excited that they were being employed for the day and agreed to work for that amount of money. What changed for them to expect that they would be paid more than what they agreed to? Why do they think that it's unfair? Well, because the person who was only hired for an hour got the exact same pay. So surely, they thought, we should be getting more, forgetting that they had already agreed to be paid that amount. At the end, they become disgruntled. They believe they deserved more, but the boss reminds them in verse 13, "I haven't been unfair. Didn't you agree to work all day for the usual wage? Take your money and go. I wanted to pay the last worker the same as you. Is it against the law for me to do what I want with my money? Should you be jealous because I am kind to others? Ultimately, you've got what I said you were going to get. I'm not being unfair because I'm coming through with what I told you I was going to give you. But the humanness in us demands justice. And yet, this Christmas Eve, as I was reading this parable this week, a song came into my head because we can go, God, how is that fair? How is your kingdom fair? And yet, as Pablo shared, because of God's grace, he's been saved. Because of God's grace, we all have that opportunity to be saved. And when we begin to look at God's kingdom, we see this parable and we go, yes, it doesn't matter how old you are, how late in the game you join the kingdom. You're still welcome like the person who's been there since the beginning. And that's what the kingdom of God is about. It doesn't matter if you're 95 on your deathbed and have lived your entire life however you wanted to live it, not living for the kingdom of God. But when you meet Jesus at 95 on your deathbed, you are just as much welcome as a person who at the age of 5 accepted Christ as their Savior and lived their whole life serving Him. Because in God's kingdom, grace is grace. Mercy is mercy. Love is love. And it doesn't matter who you are and how you lived your life. When God comes into your life, that is what matters. That is the significance. And it's significance because He gave Himself in the person of Jesus so that each and every one of us could find salvation today. That's what this kingdom parable is about. Being a part of a kingdom where justice is, everybody gets the same. Being a part of a kingdom where everybody is welcome. Everybody receives the grace that has come through the cross of Jesus Christ. Everybody receives salvation. Everybody. It turns our kingdom here on earth upside down. It makes us go, it isn't fair. But when we know Jesus, we say, isn't God great that even the sinner on the cross, the thief on the cross, can receive salvation? Even that horrible old man who was just grumpy and cranky when they came to know Jesus receives salvation. Even the murderer receives salvation because Jesus died for each and every one of us and forgives everything when we come to Him and seek His forgiveness. There's a song that I wanted to play that I'm pretty sure we didn't have last year, but it's a Christmas song, and so we don't play it often. But it's called How Many Kings. And as I was reading this, and I was hearing the injustice that the workers felt, the song kept playing in my mind. It's a very powerful song, and we're going to listen to it. The words will be up as well. But the whole of it is, how many kings step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? Only one did that for me. In talking about Jesus, only one gave up everything so that we could have everything. He gave up it all, born as a baby, died on a cross so that we could receive eternity in His presence. All the goodness of God. Only one has done that for me. So let's listen to that. I think the challenge for us, are we willing to allow God to flip our worlds upside down? To take the traditions, to take all the things that we do that is Christmas, but allow us to actually focus on Him this year. The one who gave up everything for us. The one who stepped down into our humanity so that we could experience His kingdom here on earth. A kingdom that is beyond our understanding. A kingdom that doesn't make sense. And yet, at the same time, when we are in it, peace and mercy and grace and just an overwhelming sense of belonging come. An acceptance. Just being in his presence. I love the line, to romance a world that was torn all apart. Because that's what this is. This manger, this baby that we're celebrating tonight, tomorrow, by giving gifts to our families, by eating together. This baby was to bring peace to the world, to romance a broken world, to call us to an upside-down kingdom of living in God's holiness. Let's allow God to turn our Christmas upside down, to focus on him, to focus on his kingdom, and to live in it, not just for today and tomorrow, but for the rest of our time here on earth, that we might be ushering in this kingdom, this radical kingdom, to our families, to our friends, to the world all around us, so that others may see the grace and be able to have it for themselves. Father God, we thank you that as we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, God, that you even sent your Son, that we can even have this celebration because of how much you loved us. And as Pablo shared verse 17, we often think of verse 16, but verse 17 as well, that you didn't come to condemn us, but that you came to save us. So God, as we prepare for the coming of your Son, this reminder of this incredible love that you have for creation, that you have for humanity, God, we pray that you will just turn our kingdoms upside down. Help us to live in your kingdom. Help us to just be agents of your kingdom here on earth. God, as we celebrate Jesus, help him to fill us anew, that we might be the light in the darkness, that we will be your kingdom here on earth. God, that is our desire this Christmas and for the whole year through. We thank you and we praise you for what an awesome God you are. In your holy name, amen. Amen. Have a great afternoon, and hopefully we'll see you at 6:30 tonight for our carols by candlelight, and tomorrow morning at 10:30 if you're able to come out to celebrate together.